Anubis!
Oh, hello, and welcome to another episode. You were going to say more.
Oh, no, I didn't need to jump in.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. This week, I am here on the show, joined by Anubis, Courtney, and...
William.
Billy.
Short for William.
So you know, fuck it.
William! Over the bridge!
So yeah, so how you guys doing?
Not too bad.
I'm doing alright.
Not too today. Bad. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I just living life.
Fair enough.
And William? How are you doing? So, the first topic on this week's show, I've been having a look through the news. And I found this one while I was scrolling through Apple News. And
Apple News.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Apple News app, innit?
So, okay.
So, the headline says, French Spider-Man...
Oh, I saw that too. But I didn't.
...is arrested after scaling Heron Tower barehanded. Nah. Yeah, so basically a daredevil climber known as the French Spider-Man was a... sparked a major police operation in the city.
Good point.
In the city today, or not today, or whatever, whenever this happened.
Strong.
As he scaled one of London's tallest buildings with his bare hands.
Oh wait, Heron, isn't that in
Heron Tower, City of London?
Oh shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I thought this is in France.
No, nah, man.
Yeah, so did I.
He's just known as French. He's just known as the French Spider-Man.
Oh, he's like known. Oh, yeah, so he's like a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was some random French guy. Fuck it, yeah.
So there's, I think there's a video. You can't get through. You gotta
clean the airport. It was. They only just
took it all the way down. Oh no, I need a tube.
Yo, that's too much. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't even look up that high. Like, that's too much.
That's in serious. The coolest buildings.
That's in serious.
Bro, we just climbed barehanded, fam.
2,700 feet in there.
One gust of wind, you know. Oh, Jesus Christ. It looks like it was a summer day.
I wonder what you had for breakfast today. As a way of leading, yeah, I mean, as, a, like, yeah.
As a way of expressing myself, as living my dreams, living my passion. Living my life, you know, fully, you know, as much as I can. I actually fully feel alive when my life is at stake. You put your life at risk, and when you are at the top, you feel like kind of born again.
Oh, I thought that's an illegal accent.
Made it to the top, fam.
I think, fam. And he got arrested.
Trust.
Yeah.
No, he's getting scaffold down there. Just on the window. He should have
probably made
the laser through it.
No, what's that?
Kick through.
What's that thing called? Not paraglide. Paraglide?
Like what the?
It had the wingsuit.
Yeah. The wingsuit. Yeah.
Maybe a few.
It's a marion of it. Oh. Anyways.
So, it was that. Did you hear about the racist passenger on Ryanair?
Yeah.
The guy, I didn't watch it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really want to see some racism today.
So, the racist Ryanair passenger, David Mesher, gets a visit from the police for abusing the elderly woman.
So what's happening though? What happened to him? Did he get arrested? Did he lose his job?
Officers from West Midland Police said that they were assisting Essex Police, who are leading an investigation, when they attended the shelter accommodation where Mr. Mesher lives. Obviously, the footage was on social media of him doing the thing and what he said.
So they just talked to him. They're like, you don't have to do that, mate.
Essex Police was contacted. Since the report.
It's mad, isn't it?
That's mad.
So what happened?
Mr. Mesher, I'm trying to figure this out here.
She got to see Ryanair still.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right, what's happening there? Where's the GTA for the passengers? Yeah,
and I've only used 6.9 gig.
Oh, wow.
I thought 16 gig was only going to last for about 1 week.
What is in your 16 gig? That's ain't privilege. That a kick in the head?
No, 16 gig, you know, that's privilege, you know.
Is that a lot of gig?
I only got 4 gig, you know, that's mad.
I know.
Just top
up that. So what's in it?
You just top up your phone?
Yeah, top up.
So they're just...
pay as you go.
Pay as you go, guys.
Yeah.
Just top up, man. I think it's like £30 and you get 16 gig. I don't need to take one of me, of course. So, not that bad, man. Is that bad?
I think they're just running an investigation.
No, okay.
Cool, says what exactly what?
The video is there. Like, yeah, he did that shit.
But from what it's saying here,
yeah,
they're just running an investigation.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Oh, she. As long as she gets her conversation, she went through, you know,
part of an ongoing
stress, trauma, she needs to get her coins.
But speaking of racism, yeah.
And privilege,
yeah. I found this extra interesting. Did I even post it? No, I didn't. Maybe I can find it. Basically, here it is. London University are calling for $100 million slavery reparation.
What?
It's not enough.
Yeah.
£100 million slavery. Basically, universities in the UK, which benefited in previous centuries from the slave trade.
Have you got a list of these unis?
It just says universities in the UK. No, there's no specific names. But the only other specific name that pops up is University of East London.
Mm. The East London unis.
So basically they're saying obviously because they previously benefited from the slave trade, they should contribute a combined fund of £100 million to support ethnic minority students. And this is where it says Jeff Thompson, chairman of governors of the University of East London, says it would be ethical and right for universities to contribute.
Mm. Fair enough. Mm. Yeah, they should be.
Everyone held it down. I'm not saying my name's Jeff. I was waiting for it.
Missed that. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, I feel like 100 million is a little light.
I know, right?
400 years and change. Which is still ongoing, but yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, why is this just happening now? Like, this could have helped me.
Oh, so you're thinking for selfish reasons?
Yeah.
No.
100%.
No, but you went when it was still. I
still got that 9 grand.
Oh, you got 9 grand?
For 3 years, my son.
Oh, so you got 3 grand a year, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Are you paying back your uni then now?
Not yet,
man.
I'm not earning that much.
Oh. Sorry about that.
What are you saying? I got the letters, though. They're
on you. Trust.
They're on you.
They're on me.
Oh, yeah, that day is serious.
Yeah, they are serious. Yeah. Student loans.
High-fiving.
I miss student loans, I'm not gonna lie.
Don't worry, I'm still gonna have a full term. So.
But like... You should invest that money.
Just. But that's if you have the privilege to do so. Some people don't. Sure. Some people have to pay for rent. Some people have other stuff they have to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people have to pay for other stuff. They have to take care of family. They have to take care of, you know. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people.
True.
So I know this guy.
My friend.
It says here, historical opportunities. It says the University of East London has been sending freedom of information.
Oxford and Cambridge. I feel like they should be dropping the highest people.
Only other university it mentions, it says, last month, Glasgow University revealed it had received slavery-related funding. What?
That is a bad name. I'm sorry, yo. That is so bad. Slavery-related funding.
What?
Are you going to tell me about privileges?
Wait, it says Glasgow University discovered that up to 198 million in today's money's value has been donated in the 19th century by people who had profited from the slave trade.
Oh my days. That isn't what I thought it was. But it is what it is.
Exactly. But basically, it's obviously it's in the wake of the Windrush scandal and everything that's happening. Really, that
they're trying to people, cover. They're trying to cover their back.
Yeah, basically. You
know what I mean? But you know that 100 mil is not enough.
It's not. Know?
I feel like a billion should really just start.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you really deep how much money you need to have is that
150 for a book. You know what I mean?
150 for a book. You know when I found that out, that was mad.
Yeah, fam.
And then I realised in second year I can just go library. Like,
yeah.
I was like, right.
Yeah.
It has to be first, you know.
It's peak. So all they're saying basically...
I got like, spent like three blocks.
They anger out, man.
It's true, like...
Well, why it's all
it's mad though. What, 100 mil? It's just 100 mil they want to give us for a fund.
And if you want to split that between all the unis.
That's not even much, bruv.
You know what I mean? Like,
and how much they're making.
There's over 100 unis in the UK, innit? So what?
What, they pay a mil each? Oh, we contribute, we put money back.
And then are we sure that money's just going to go to, you know, ethnic minorities?
Exactly.
We're just going to get that 1 mil, you know what I mean? But, you know.
Hey, man, it is where it is.
We're in England.
So we have to hope and pray that it will go to the... It will actually go into action. It won't just be talk and... Oh, yeah, we should make a fund and... All these universities should contribute, but no one actually contributes. It'll be interesting to see. Because, you know, like they said... There was a thing where they said that NHS wages were going to... rise.
Oh yeah, and then it went up 1% when the MP's salary went up 11%. It was mad. Yeah, no, that's a privilege. You know what I mean? Some privileges that people get.
They promised us bigger percentages and it didn't happen.
The NHS, yeah, it's actually so
they mad. Gave us pay they showed us pay grades and how much bigger and the projection over the next couple of years of
they gave it that nice
pitch. They gave us the nice pitch. That
sales pitch.
Yo, life was looking nice.
Yeah.
I was like, NHS life ain't too bad, you know.
But nah, the NHS is pretty mad.
They did us dirty, bro.
It's kind of a crisis right now.
It's a madness, bro.
The point of the system is still good, though. But it's like, bro. People need to get paid, man. I mean, people are saving lives and you're not even paying them. That was sad.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It is what it is until a...
It is what it is. That's the Brexit. Same mentality. It's ruining this country.
Do you think we should have a revote?
A revote? Yeah, we should, but it's like, I don't care. You know, but the country's still going to work the same.
No, I voted, so you know what I mean.
But here's...
Certain people didn't vote.
Here's what I'm saying, yeah. If we have a revote on Brexit...
If we have a revote and it's the same thing, then...
Nah, not even that.
And I feel really less.
Not even that, bro. Big scale. If we have a re-vote, yeah, or just on Brexit, what else can we have re-votes on?
Nah. Actually, I changed my stance. We should 100% have a re-vote because we cannot be leaving the EU like this.
No, but I still want these travel things, even though I can't lie.
How do we know that
we voted for the right prime minister the first time? Know, we I need to know. Have a revote.
It'll
be a madness.
I feel like on one hand, the country needs to deal with its, you know, decisions that it's made.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever happens, yeah, happens. Man, if it goes down, it goes down. And that's your fault.
It is, bro.
But on the other hand, I'm like, bro, you man are really just fucking it up for the generations.
Yeah.
That are coming after you over some, like, you know,
just some
racist undertone.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? Like, over an issue.
Yeah.
And it's like, right.
They thought it was for immigration, but.
And then try to swindle it out with the NHS. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're over 350 in the NHS. And then they found out they got swindled.
Yeah.
And then there's no extra 350. So yeah. It's like, now you're there just looking dumb, like, oh no, yeah. I wish I voted to remain. And did it do? But it's like, why are you telling me that now? Like, it's just like, what?
So true.
But yeah, David Cameron's a prick for all of that, anyway.
Yeah, what I'm saying. David Cameron, fam.
But, you know, man, just chilling.
The way how he just dipped.
I respect that, though, I can't lie.
Yeah.
Man just left the whole country in disarray and just dipped, you know.
Real talks, yeah. He's just like, yo. Oh, this shit's happening. It's like, this shit's happening? Oh. Let me make my statement and go.
Nah.
No one ever mentioned his name.
Even the whole pig thing couldn't take him down. Brexit. Nah. You know, this is England.
It is, man.
New clothing brand, yeah.
No, that's the dream. What's the show?
This is England, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you? Are you Jamaican? Are you English? You've seen it?
Yeah.
And he fucks him up. Hard to see. I can't let
this be. Okay, it's right. This article's a good one, right? Yeah. So apparently this school bans bags. So this boy turns up carrying his books in a microwave.
Innovation. Creativity. Forward thinking.
So, yes.
Marketing.
So, a school has banned bags for health and safety reasons.
Yeah, trust.
It's so true.
I'm thinking, oh, you have to go to Tesco quickly and get a basket. Yo. Just use that and buy. Is that, you know what, fuck you, to bring a microwave.
Bring a microwave. So a school has banned bags for health and safety reasons.
The William Ghost. Bullshit.
Yeah. Basically, they banned bags for health and safety reasons, which is leading some pupils.
How does that even make sense?
You know, I'm reading it over again. It don't make no sense.
Like, how are you supposed to try to? Well, they're supposed to be like Americans, but oh yeah, just carrying their books. Like, hey, yeah, I'm getting on the school. Like, nah, you carry your book in the bag. Back in my day, we had little Just Do It bags, put our books in our bag, and we went to school.
What do you mean? I don't understand. For health and safety reasons, you've stopped people from being able to carry things at your school. So,
Of course, you know.
So the school stated that injury was being caused.
Oh, was it from, like, you know when they do that challenge where people are running in a straight line and people are throwing bags at them?
No.
I know you've
seen it. Do you know?
Yeah, obviously. Well, I'm just saying, like, that's how you're feeling, not like.
No, I'm saying that's not only theory. Like, it could be like people like they just do that mad at people getting injured.
No. Do you know, like, in year 7, when those small year 7s got the huge bags?
Mm.
So basically, the school stated that there's injuries being caused to younger students because of the extra large bags. They're being carried on their shoulders. Oh, shit. So, instead, they are being encouraged to carry books by hand to the lessons.
Proper preppy.
So how are you going to take that home when it's raining?
That sounds proper private schoolish.
It's a sixth form, yeah. Oh, so previously... Oh, sixth form, you know, yeah.
No, they don't run six halls.
Previously, bags were not allowed in year 7 to 11.
How did you get 6 halls? Whoa, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Previously, bags were not allowed in year 7 to 11, but until this year, were allowed for sixth formers, but then they stopped it. Yo.
So is it still banned or no?
He said that this guy, Jacob, staged a silent protest.
Second hour, his hand was like, oh, I have to carry this back with
me. Is this the Jacob? Yeah. So Jacob, Jacob Ford, he staged a silent protest by using...
Microwave and some popcorn.
Oh shit. By using a wicker basket and a microwave to make a point. And after a petition started, he wrote a 3,000 word essay in which he says a compromise should be made. Oh shit. Oh no, this article got me, bro. What do you mean? You ban bags for health and safety reasons?
Yeah, personally, it's pretty stupid. Like I said, what if it rains and stuff like that? But there you go. You can't argue with
it. But listen to this, yeah. He ended up being suspended for 2 days. After he refused to hand over his mobile phone, which...
Oh, I thought it was because they hand over microwave.
Give me a microwave.
Which he used to keep his mother, Tracy, updated about his treatment.
Oh, no, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, they're trying to silence him.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Free the rule, you know what I mean? Hold it down.
But yeah.
Are you ready to put everything on the line?
The petition was removed.
No, but that's like intelligence when they tried to... make us have suits in it for 6 months. But then we're like, nah.
Oh, here, exposing the second school.
Yeah, we all know what it is.
So basically,
we're building on it now, you know what I mean? They've, the new
they've,
flats.
They've banned...
That's how long it's been.
It doesn't
that's
say the school, though. Wait. No, it does.
Oh, that's it. It was asbestos.
Spalding. Spalding Grammar.
Oh, okay.
6th form.
Spalding. How's your 6th form?
Spalding Grammar School. How does that make sense? That's what has happened. What do you mean they banned bags, fam?
I don't know, not very good, so.
This is England.
For real.
Like I said, I have nothing more to say. To be honest, it's just like, damn. I can't argue it. It's pretty stupid as it is.
It is stupid.
What's next on the docket?
What else is here? Telltale Games have announced the closure of Walking Dead.
I can't lie, I'm not feeling it. The final season. I can't get into those games where you can just like where you choose what happens next.
Yeah, I like them
games. Choose a scenario type thing.
Detroit's okay.
Dead. I'm sorry. I need to be able to move the character. That was happening.
Yeah. Oh, you can do that.
You can move the character, but
No. It's like nah.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
If it's not in like a Tomb Raider type situation, then them type of adventure ones, I'm not out here reading. I might as well just watch Walking Dead. Like, what am I doing?
I hear that, but...
I know it's not the actual...
It's every story. No one's gameplay will be the same because everyone will choose different options.
Yeah, but it's like, okay. Spider-Man's still better, though.
It's true.
Like, it doesn't have to have, like, 5 different, like, you know, scenarios.
Where did I put this?
That web-swinging mechanic is mad, though. I can't know.
You played it.
Yeah.
Losing yourself.
Did you guys hear about...
The DLC is dead, though.
Did you guys hear about the student that was pouring bleach and water on men's crotches to stop them from manspreading?
Oh, in Russia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was fake.
Huh? It was fake?
Yeah. Sorry to...
Let's move on slowly.
Oh, pig. But yeah, fuck, what was I going to say?
Pig. Okay, a 20-year-old man was arrested for raping a 100-year-old woman.
Well, that needs two. That you're going in with this, and we're going to go in with this.
So, allegedly.
And we're going to put this in for good measure.
Done at it.
This happened in
That's what I remember.
West Bengal. And allegedly, this man, who's 20 years old.
Holy shit.
Shortly after allegedly assaulting a family member's... it was his own grandmother. It's a 100-year-old grandmother. Yeah. I'm not sure. Let's not go no further, but... Yo, that was madness.
I do not condone that.
I don't condone it either. No, I'm just, I was just mentioning it because it, the age difference is just.
No, it's not the age difference. It's just what he did.
Yeah, and then the family member is just.
Yeah, Charles. Well, not really for that one.
Yeah. So a squirrel gets his nuts stuck in a fence.
Stressing.
Just needed something to
laugh at. Did you hear about the girls that were gonna lure their students, like all their fellow students, into the bathroom and then like drink their blood and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'll find the article for you later.
So
we'll
return to that.
Yeah, so there was this squirrel that unfortunately got his nuts trapped in the fence. A nice picture for you.
Oh no, I wore it into the picture you took.
Okay. This is unfortunate. Oh, you haven't found
that. Oh, sorry. No, oh, I was lying to you. I thought we were going to revisit it a little bit later.
Okay, I'll find
a little bit later.
What's going on in entertainment?
What's next on the docket? On the agenda?
You haven't watched Making a Murderer?
No.
No. Stress. It's almost Halloween.
No,
what are you guys setting for Halloween?
I don't know.
You got any motives? What are you doing for Halloween?
I wanted to dress up, but it's too late now.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I don't know.
You're trash.
I don't know. Like, I was kind of hoping something
I'm not doing anything on Halloween, but...
Wait, is that even like, what day is Halloween?
31st?
I feel like it's actually Tuesday.
Yeah, something mad like that.
Mm. Oh, sure.
It's a madness. Ninja Travis Scott.
Wednesday.
Oh, team up for Samsung.
Well, I ain't got uni that day, so. Guess what, right? Yeah. Two girls arrested for planning to murder and drink.
Oh, murder, yeah.
Blood
oh.
of fellow students. Two girls aged 11 and 12 planned to kill several students at their high school in Florida. Both girls in custody after they were discovered in the bathroom of the school. With knives and a goblet to drink the blood of the other students. Already say,
no.
What is this?
What?
Jesus.
Oh my days, that's real life.
Look at the dippers.
Whoa, that's a good 10 inches.
Let me see.
Holy shit.
Yo.
Nah, with a goblet as well, that's magic.
Yo.
Like,
that was.
Chalice just there waiting, lure it. Nah.
That's planning out, yeah.
11, 12, nah.
11 and 12, that's... What are you watching at 11 and 12 years old to want to drink other students' blood?
Nah, it's not even about what you're watching, that. It's just... how are you raised? How are you like what? How do you get to that point?
Yeah.
I guess that people get to that point, but it's like, right, like, what's happening?
If they get really invested, but that's what you I mean. Like,
it sounds like they just watched a show and was like, yeah, right.
That's what, like, what, True Blood or True?
True Blood was hard, though. I felt like True Blood was a really shit. I used to think it was trash, but then
I don't know, man.
Should come back, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What are you influenced by?
Oh shit, I've got a picture of the goblin. Goblet of fire.
What are you influenced by to wanna...
Oh, jokes.
That's just like a wine glass.
Yeah. They kind of cast it still.
Oh, madness.
That delay was so mad. Oh
my god. Hey, yo, it's sponsored by William. What's this?
They gassed it.
So that's a fucking. Like, I thought it was actually gold and shit.
Yeah,
it's like, it was proper, like real.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We need to open the door though.
That's it. Play a fact. Just enter.
Do you mind?
Yeah, so that's mad. But you know, this is America.
Only in America, though.
Mm.
America.
Only in America can that.
That place is so darn at it. Like, it's just so mad. Like,
it's a crazy place. I mean, I've never been before, so.
I still want to go, I can't lie.
I want to go.
And I feel like I need to go for work purposes in the future.
Experience life.
Plus, I do want to go to Disney World in a bit, yeah.
What do you do to a dog?
China is cracking down on new video games entering the country, and it's costing the publishing giants billions in profit. Why?
Wait, what? Sorry.
What? So China's cracking down on new games entering the country, and it's costing publishing giants billions in profit.
So new games that are just like jumping into like China.
So China is...
Yeah, because they did that with Uber, innit? Like Uber tried going to China and then like the Chinese...
Oh, they made Uber. Yeah, they
made Uber. That was like, yeah.
Slash up. Wow.
Yeah. No, but this is the same country that locked it down for like, 25 years, and it came out.
Like, I guess so.
They do mad stuff. No.
So it says China is
one child policy, now two child policy.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, recently lifted.
So, China is the world's largest video game market, but regulators in the country haven't approved any new games for sale since March 2018. Yo.
That's like 6 months ago.
Yeah. It's not that deep. But that's 6 months where they haven't been making any money from the Chinese market.
Yeah, because the man are just waiting. China were like, no, it's all right.
So Chinese officials are reconsidering the impact gaming has on the country's young people, which could lead to limits on playtime and additional censorship. Companies making games for Chinese audience have reported more than $1 billion in loss of sales due to the halt in approvals. Oh, that's peak.
I don't know what that is, but it's peak.
Basically, the fact that the games that they're making aren't being approved fast enough or being approved at all to be sold in China.
Mm.
So they're not making any money from them.
In a bit, William.
William, in a minute.
Stay privileged.
But I mean, in a way,
the kids are pissed because imagine, oh, yeah. Imagine like Halo comes out in America and then they don't allow it over here.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they haven't had any new games since 2000, since March though. So they haven't had. Oh, okay. Alright, I'm just going for random news here. So you heard about the Ross Geller thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He made a little speech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry?
The what?
What do you need? Oh, okay.
We'll be back after this commercial break. What is that? See it?
Oh, it's it. And we're back, oh, yeah.
We're back on the
yeah. Wait, we're back, yeah. The joke is we didn't even have to go anywhere in the first place. So
we're back,
y'all. So yeah, I wanted to talk about, I saw this article of some of the most sexiest and smutty adverts from the 60s and 70s, yeah. So, I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you. Everything comes in threes.
Alright, there you go. So, here's one poster. Enjoy France's favourite water sport.
So, Corey, are you gonna explain the picture to our listeners?
So, this, I assume this is a... Oh, even this is... Oh, this is all wrong. So, it's a bit... It's some sort of Pernod and water is what the drink is called. So I think it's some sort of drink. And
what's
it's
in the
on the picture, poster. The poster. Yeah, oh, the
describe the poster for us, Corey.
It's a lady kicking back in a pool.
Kicking back at a kickback
in a yellow bikini, and there's a glass on her stomach.
Some would call it a goblet.
and then there's a hand, just a hand from underneath pouring this bowl into the glass on her chest.
Oh, it's a black hand.
Yeah, it's a black
That's
hand.
That's interesting.
I know, right? And it says, enjoy France's favourite water sport. Pernod. And then it's
subliminal messages there.
And then it says underneath in the small text, it says Pernod with its intriguing arise flavor and golden flow turns
golden flow, you know.
Man. Turns water into something that's part mystery. Part adventure.
See, we already know they have edge in it.
And all very French Pernod.
I thought you were going to say French Panache.
It's
an advert for
not known whether Pernod can.
The drink is even yellow.
Yeah, nah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Have you not seen it? Look.
No, I've seen it.
Oh, sure. Where did you go? I locked it.
He's gone.
So this next one is called the Smooth Canadian.
Oh, Canada. Recently just legalized.
Yes, they did. 100.
Congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
You know, it seems like they're already running out. Don't know what that's about.
Yeah, true.
It's true.
Set yourself up properly.
So
it's not about getting ready. It's about being ready.
Damn. We should really outsource to Jamaica, you know what I mean? Get them big flowing.
It's true.
See Drake out here with a Jamaican accent. Jamaican. He's a Batman thing.
What do you think of Drake, man?
Are we getting into this now? Drake is confused. Drake is sitting at home confused right now, counting the money in his bank. Because, you know, to him, a million doesn't even feel him anymore now. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
So it's like, yeah. Oh, damn. He's thinking about, damn. If, unless he's already done it already about the whole 40 thing. Oh, wait, so you know about the 40 thing now, innit?
Now I do, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was different before.
Nah, yeah. So he thought, oh, yeah, he can run this narrative because he's the top guy. That, yeah, Kanye was the one that gave him the info for Pusha to, you know, slice his ass. Slice. You know what I mean? And then Drake had to have a big man come in for him and be like, no, we have to stop. And then that big man went and done a book tour on his book called Respect and how you should respect yourself and respect others.
And who's this big man?
You know, the J Prince guy.
Oh, J Prince.
And then it's like, rah. So you've got, how have you got another guy? How about another man speaking for you like this?
That's true. In war. Yeah.
In war.
Hey, man, but that's what Drake does.
Nah, Drake don't do nothing. He thought, yeah, he thought, oh, yeah, he beat Meek. Like, oh, he thought, oh, because he beat Meek. Like, he could do something.
What is that I heard? Like, do you know Quentin Miller?
Yeah.
Drake's ghostwriter, unfortunately.
Ghostwriter, you're never top five, bro. I'm sorry. You're done.
But, like, even that comeback that he wrote for Pusha, supposedly. Yeah. Apparently, I was reading one song on Quentin Miller. Supposedly, Quentin Miller wrote that
for Drake. Because you know what it is. Drake has really played himself. Because it's like, when you, like, the tunes that got exposed for ghostwriting, it's not like these are the tunes that he's like been rapping on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but there's obviously the tunes that he's rapping on, but it's not like he's doing his, like, for 5 a.m. in Toronto stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, free verses, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, that's what we know. You know what I mean? There could be other songs that we don't know.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like,
that can end your career.
You know what I mean? That's a chink in the armor.
But that's the thing, though. In this day and age, it feels like people don't really care about that.
Yeah, but you know what? That's them, innit? That's them. But the real people who, I want to say real people in air quotes, but the people who, like, know and, like, kind of, you know, they're passionate about this thing. And
yeah,
like,
it's true.
Like that. They're like, nah. From when Styles P's coming out and saying, yeah, you're good up there as the pop star guy, but don't come down here and try, you know, be down here with rappers. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
true.
You think if Biggie had a ghostwriter, that...
Yeah.
The Lil Kim had a ghostwriter, but, and it was cool kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that was kind of, you know, Lil Biggie died and
Yeah.
Plus Kim was kind of the only, not the only one, but, like, you know, big one like that. And so it's like, oh, okay. But Drake is vet.
Yeah.
Because he's like, okay, he's thinking, damn, I'm the biggest guy, but damn, my man just kind of snaked me over some girl. Like, well, not really, like, yeah, he kind of just snaked him. And it's like, he's made him look stupid in front of the whole world.
It's true.
Like, this is the second time he's made him look stupid. No, not even second, this is the third time. after the whole blackface thing, he had to put his, like...
Oh, he did that too.
Yeah, and then he did the notes thing. Like,
that's big.
Apology, notes. I'm saying,
and then this guy.
He had this, and then he said, and then he went on his behind bars. He's been dissing Kanye for like, man, Kanye had to come out try to apologize for something he didn't do, and then Pusha's like, nah, like, your man told me, now he has to go back and look at 40, like, bro, like,
yo,
like, what's happening here?
That's your man. I thought
we were over, yo.
Like, I mean, it's mad though. It's madness. If it's coming from inside your own camp, then...
No, he needs to sort himself out.
Clearly.
Because if you want to start rapping. Like, if he was serious, he'd send a track to him. If he wants the respect, all he has to do is just send for him.
Yeah.
But push is too much for him.
Yeah.
Surgical sound, that was the only way you want. Like, you know what I mean? And it's a shame, because that could have been a real good battle. Like,
it could have been.
Because if Drake beat Pusha, he would have been solidified.
Yeah.
Regardless of the growth, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't beat, like, someone that's top, like, essentially
bars,
legendary in this.
Bars.
He's essentially legendary in this, like, clips and that.
Yeah, so of course. Like,
so, you know, and he was on Runaway, so.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it wasn't really a competition.
I mean, Like, this is hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Hip-hop. I mean, it would have been... but that's the thing, like, there hasn't been, like... People drop diss tracks here, but, like...
Big Sean needs to say Kendrick's name. I'm sorry. I feel like I've said this before, but Big Sean, he needs to... Because even in the podcast that Pusha was talking, and then what Joe was saying, how Pusha goes for people when they don't even go for themselves. And he's like, why is Big Sean not going for Kendrick? And Kendrick's been saying, yeah, just say my name in it, man.
It's true.
And then it's done. Like, come on, we'll get it cracking.
But I don't think...
Big Sean is shook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Big Sean is shook. And I can't respect it. Especially from Detroit. Especially rapping. Like, Eminem is putting you up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you think about that kill shot?
Oh, yeah. No, it was all right. It was good still. It wasn't the greatest. It was good. It was good enough for me. Yeah.
I think it was a good kill shot.
Yeah. It was significantly better than MGK's. So. So that's all I needed.
Yeah.
That's true.
He just needs to. You know what Eminem's problem is, innit? All he needs is just good beats, and just a topic. He just needs someone to tell him, okay, this is the beat you're gonna rap on. And it's the topic you're going to rap about. Because I feel like if you just leave him like in the studio like that, he's just going to just go off the mad tangent and just be doing some... Like, he'll be on the serial killer stuff. And then start just rapping about kind of... Like, because even when he rap, like, sometimes he raps about nothing. Not nothing, but like, you know, like just lots of funny stuff.
Yeah.
In one thing. And it's kind of jokes. But it's like, you know when he can talk about the deep stuff. He needs to do that on better beats. Nah, that's all he needs to do. Nah. None of this rock star shit. Because that Berserk tune was trash. Nah, none of this Call of Duty music. That's when he needs to stop. Dr. Dre, man, help him out.
You got it?
Well, he was in the studio with Snoop Dogg, so, you know. Snoop has an ear for beats. You know what I mean? Just some proper hip-hop stuff. Nah, Jesus Christ. He needs to get Alchemist on the phone. Actually, that's what he needs to do. He needs to go back to Alchemist and be like, yo, let's do a mixtape. Boom.
I mean, Swizz Beatz is coming back.
I'm waiting for J. Cole's mixtape. I'm waiting. I ain't forgotten about that one.
Yeah.
Before he drops the fall off. Oh, yeah. Nah, fuck. Yeah, Drake. It's still Drake. You still got your P's, but, you know, you'll never be top five. You're going to have to live with that. You'll get outclassed by Pusha T.
I saw one meme that Capital Extra did of Drake all over the world. Because he's got a track for every nation. He does every style. Does a little bit of everything.
So the amount of time before he does a reggae track. He's gonna do reggaeton. He's practically done reggaeton.
I don't know, man.
Nah, the Bad Bunny tune is practically reggaeton, so.
Pretty much, but I mean, everything's fusion nowadays, as opposed to like, do you know like when Lil Wayne done a rock album? He done a rock album. Mm. Like.
Yeah, well, unless he's pretty doing a rock album.
Nah.
You know what his problem is? Like, he just needs to do a rap album. He just needs to have a straight rap album. None of this A-side, B-side nonsense. Because even the A-side wasn't even full rap like that. I'm not. Give me... You see how Rick Ross has his like beats and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want Drake and Rick Ross beats, but... You know, like, actual rap beats?
Yeah.
Not really trap beats. You know, you can have a couple of trap beats, but rap beats. That's what he needs to do his album of. And his best album is... People say, Take Care. And that's what essentially... RBL.
I like So Far Gone, bro. The mixtape, bro. That's the best shit.
Mixtape is not an album.
Okay. I know it's not an album, it's the best shit.
You can't be if you. How can you be?
Best full body work.
How can you be like the best rapper if you're not even rapping on most of your songs? I'm sorry.
I don't believe Drake's a rapper. He's a
part time rapper. Part time pop star.
He's a pop star, exactly.
Because rap is pop now.
Yeah, but no, that's why, did you hear about like how...
I don't want to see no more talk from him I'm like, oh yeah, I'm the top guy. You mean you're the top guy, but like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, if anyone wants to try it, like, if anyone wants to say my name, I don't want to hear this talk, like you can be dead in people, and da-da-da, like, because you obviously can't, because you would just get a big another man to come in and step in for you. Be like, oh no, we need to, you know, we need to chill out, guys. There's money on the line. Forget about respect. Forget about the culture. Forget about hip-hop.
The rapper dresses up as one of his biggest inspirations. Nice. Of the decade.
Been holding that tag to yourself for a while, haven't you?
No, not really.
Been waiting for it.
What about this?
Just drop the track and people start respecting you. Like, let's get it cracking. Like, what? How are you complaining about like your respect of top five and you're not even dropping, you're not doing things that people would start respecting you for top five? Do you think if Nas didn't drop Ether, people wouldn't be calling him top five? No.
It's true.
Let's be serious.
He hasn't.
I mean, Nas still did other stuff that regarded him as top five.
I don't believe that Drake has dropped like a fucking legendary album.
He has not dropped one. He has not dropped a good rap album. He's not even dropped a good album. Two, he's not dropped a good rap album. Not a good album since Take Care, and maybe the one with Pound Cake on it. I forgot what it's called. The one where he had his head in the clouds.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of the album. But
that one.
Exactly.
But even then, it's like, rah, you've done how many tunes, like how many albums since then? Views was trash. The last one was trash.
You've done that playlist, yeah. More Life, the playlist.
Skeptic Interlude was the best tune. So, it's like, what?
That's a good point.
Like, make a rap album, man. Like, Jesus.
That's what we're waiting for.
But even then, people will be like, oh, so who wrote the bars?
So
even then,
it's like, oh, so true. That's why you can't do nothing, bro.
Just live your life. Look after your son. That's it.
Simple life.
Simple life. He's got enough money to look after him right now.
Mm. Is it? I mean, he had a clothing line for him, but, you know, Pusha kind of did that for him. So, you know, he's got to look in other avenues. But yeah, anyway, what's next on the docket?
Drake continues chart dominance by smashing a 50-year Beatles record.
Yeah, I heard about that. So he's going to be smashing all types of records in the streaming era.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Major streaming record smash. The longest cumulative spell a male artist has ever spent at number one in the US.
Yeah, that's what he needs to do, just collect them accolades, isn't it?
The highest number of songs ever featured in the Billboard Hot 100 at one time. Drizzy has completed it, mate. That's right. You just can't be stopped. Drake has now managed to also beat a 54-year record held by the Beatles officially, becoming the artist with the most top 10 hits in the US in a year.
Mm.
That's hard. Oh, are you suggesting something?
Well, I'm not the greatest Drake fan. I can't name you more than three songs, I can't lie to you. I'm upset.
That's the one.
Oh, shut up.
That's the one that Quinn and Miller.
No, it's not.
I'm upset. That's what speculation is.
That's the know yourself, innit? Run it, put it six.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's a good tune as well, I can't even lie. It's a shame, because he's a good rapper.
Like, Quinn and Miller?
No, Drake.
Quinn and Miller is a dope rapper.
Quinn and Miller's alright, I can't lie. His music's decent. It's pretty good. It's a shame. But he's got tunes with Pusha T.
That's right. Because he's got bars.
Sorry, it's not me condoning this, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
I was just scrolling down the music news.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Here's another Drake one. Drake goes all out. when he celebrates his 32nd birthday with an ultra-exclusive party dedicated to all things 200. To the noise, rather. The rapper spared no expense when it came to planning, with a big bash, boasting the blockbuster videos of 7-Eleven's convenience shop and cars from the MTV Pimp My Ride.
Nice.
You wanna pimp my ride? That's hard still.
That's three Drake stories in a row. Jesus.
Sorry, man.
You want the OVO pay, bro?
I wish. Drake, holler at
getting
me.
Getting that bang around.
Holler at me, Drake. Keeping those OVO checks.
You heard it here first.
Hey, man.
Sorry, but I'll be beside you.
This. What do you need, man?
Wait, the sign language.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
Oh. Wait, what? How was that? What you were describing? What?
I don't even know what he wants.
Yeah, no, I mean, karate chop, one word. What?
Oh, go halves and
stuff.
Okay. This can be arranged.
The final countdown. Yeah, that's enough.
Hey, man. Half, you know.
Done and day.
I don't have expenses.
Oh, regardless, life carries on. No.
Fast and Furious spin-off.
I said that yesterday. What a conspiracy. What, Dwayne Johnson?
Yes, it does.
Dwayne.
That's how it starts, bro.
Yeah, of course. The pop-up side now. Sometimes just go around, you know what I mean?
It says The Rock stuntman takes... The Rock stuntman takes to the streets of Glasgow as Fast and Furious spin-off begins filming. What? So...
Oh, you know that...
The Rock and Statham.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the trailer, but it looks good, apparently. And the guy from Mr. Robot's in it. What's his name? Remind me about it. I don't know if you know Mr. Robot, the show.
Yes.
That's a top five show.
I started watching it.
I think it might be top... I'm just going to spitball maybe like 25 all time. I can maybe put...
All time.
Yeah. In the genre of what it is. I can't really put it against like a comedy show. It's like putting The Wire against Friends.
It's true. I've only seen the first series.
I mean,
Game of Thrones against Friends.
The answer is Game of Thrones. But, you know what I mean? I can understand why that'd be difficult for people.
I mean, not really difficult for me. I'm not a super fan of Friends, but I'll go Game of Thrones all day.
Oh, yeah. I can't like Friends and Friends. Friends and Friends was the show.
It was, but...
Like, now, like, it's a good show. But like, to me, it's like... I don't know. Sometimes the jokes ain't hitting the way they used to. You know what I mean?
I mean...
Sometimes, you know what I mean? That's what happens when you grow up.
I guess so. Yeah.
But sometimes you understand more of the jokes. So it's like... Double-edged sword.
Cube.
What? Stephen King sells film rights to short stories to Welsh GCSE students for 77p. So, horror author Stephen King has sold the rights to one of his short stories.
And he's always selling the rights
to
his stories.
to a group of Welsh students for 77p.
Oh, for 77p. Right, they got a bargain.
I know, right?
And then they're going to sell it.
So...
Right, he's helping them out. What a connection. I know, that's right? A privilege for them.
Hello? Alfie Evans and the GCSE drama students who are, will be... will write the script after their tutor discovered... Oh, will... What? We'll write the script after the
where is that game?
Discovered the Billion Baby section on King's website section. Oh, okay, cool. Filmmaker was to buy the rights of one of Stephen King's films for like $1, which is 77p. Oh, fair enough. Nice. That's pretty cool. So basically, Stephen King has a Billion Baby section.
Yeah, well, what is the short story track? Just because Stephen King doesn't mean anything, he wrote the script.
I guess
he didn't even like his. He didn't even like The Shining, right? The film.
Did he write it?
Yeah, no, he wrote the book.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, but
Psycho, sorry. When he goes through the door in it with an axe.
Yeah. But I mean,
losing himself, absolutely losing.
He doesn't have to like the film if he wrote the book. Mm. The film would be changed for cinematic.
Yeah, but obviously because the book was as famous, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then as the film comes out, the film kind of overtakes it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So obviously he's feeling the type of way. So people, when they see The Shining, they're not even thinking of the book, they're thinking the film.
Yeah, it's true.
And obviously if you're thinking the film is trash, you're like, damn.
But then go back and read the book and then you might change your perception.
Yeah, but like, who's reading books like that still?
I am. I'm out here reading books.
Hour 30 minutes.
It's true.
That film was kind of overrated as well. You know what film was overrated? Watchmen. Have you seen that film?
I've seen Watchmen.
That film is trash. That film. I don't know why people say that's like the best superhero film. I'm sorry. That is.
It's a good garbage film.
Nah.
I swear down.
That film should have just had Mr. Manhattan in it. Like Dr. Manhattan. That film. People are trying to tell me that's as good as Dark Knight. Like, I'm serious.
No, it's not that good.
Yeah, that film is
bad. It's like, it's very slow from... Yeah.
Rubbish. The coolest thing that was about it, apart from Dr. Manhattan, was the guy with the mask, and it finds out. Like,
yeah.
The man didn't even have no powers. He's there, like... and apparently, like, what the guy with the wings is supposed to be, like, mad fast, but the way it's shot, it don't even look like that.
Nah, bro. It's just...
Nah. I understand why people say Zack Snyder is not the one in it.
No, it's true.
But people tried to be like, oh, but Watchmen was so great. Nah. That film looked like it was shot on like a TV set. Nah, don't talk to me about Watchmen. Like, top comic book film. Get out of here. These are the same people that say Last Jedi is great. Like,
I haven't seen any of the recent Star Wars films. Because I'm not coming.
That we should have Last Jedi.
I don't.
As I said before, Luke dies.
Stress.
Fuck it up.
That's right. Calm, bitch. Telling me.
You can't fuck up.
Drop any spoilers. To be honest, I'm just.
Scrolling.
Yeah.
Rolling and scrolling.
The hate you give creators confirms Tupac's family approved the Black Lives Matter film. The Tupac's family are proud of the film. There's a Black Lives Matter film coming out.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently. It's The Hate You Give, it's called. The Hate You Give stars...
Pretty fast.
Amanda Stenberg.
Oh, what, Amanda...
Amanda
oh,
Stenberg.
What? She's always... Oh, wait, no, is it that film? Oh, okay, yeah, I see the trailer.
It's a 16-year-old black girl who witnesses the murder of her unarmed friend at the hands of a police officer and is based on Angie's 2017 novel of the same name.
She's in everything. That's why they always cast her as that girl, as that.
This chick. Stuff.
Yeah, remember she's in that film with the Nazi kid, and she falls in love with him. Like, oh, how does a little black girl fall in love with a little Nazi kid? How does this work out?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I've seen that film.
No, I haven't seen it.
So, the drama, which also stars girls, Trip.
Give some other people roles.
Regina Hall.
There are people ahead.
And Riverdale's KJ Apa. But the story is titled after rapper Tupac's iconic Thug Life concept, The Hate U Give.
Fuck you, you fat motherfucker. That's why you fucked your bitch.
Little infant, fuck everybody. Fucks everybody. Oh yeah, that's the acronym. Fuck Life. The Hate U Give, little infants, fucks everybody. Fuck Life. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Fair enough. You gonna send me every day?
It's true. So they approved the film, the Tupac's family approved the film, obviously. But it'd be an interesting film to watch. Here's the trailer. Fantastic.
Coming at me for my music, but you listen to this old stuff.
Old stuff? What? You better get up out of here with all that pockets of truth.
Well, I got a boyfriend.
Yeah, I heard, but it's all good.
Really?
We've been together our whole lives, Star. We got time.
My name is Star. Two R's. Daddy named me that. Garden Heights. Mama and Daddy says our life is here because our people are here. We got Mr. Rubin's barbecue, Mr. Lewis's barbershop, and Daddy's store. The high school is where you go to get junk, high, or pregnant. We don't go there. Williamson is another world. So when I'm here, I'm Star version 2.
Yo, those kicks are lit.
Basically, Williamson Star doesn't give anyone a reason to call it ghetto. And I hate myself for doing it. Until the weekend comes around.
I get those goosebumps every time.
What's up? Where you been at? I mean, I know you be hanging with all the white kids.
Shut up. When you're not around, we go
that out of the car.
Yo, Star, you okay?
Go back where he told you. Khalil, I'm not playing. Go back where... What did you do?
Today, Garden Heights is reeling after the shooting of a 17-year-old black teenager by a white police officer.
We live in a complicated world.
It doesn't seem that complicated to me.
Oh, come into it.
Violence. Brutality. It's the same story, just a different name.
When I impact is real tech, the black cat
waited and sat debated to spend if she didn't talk to father.
He's threatening her.
It's about more than just Khalil. It's about black people, the poor people, everybody at the bottom.
I need to speak for him. You think we can never achieve the inconceivable?
We don't belong, but we when you're ready to talk, you talk. Don't ever let nobody make you be quiet. I ain't named you Star by accident.
Whoa, that one line at the end of my...
Jeez.
You're a shooting star.
I do think there's
a... No, you see what the mad thing is about that? It's like... What, you saw that like live.
Yeah.
Like, what, like 2 years ago? What,
yeah, one year that was it last
happening.
Year.
Still happening.
Like, I know.
So it's like...
It's good that they're making a film about it.
Yeah, but it's like...
Are you saying too soon or something?
I don't know, I want to say kind of, because not really, because it would, I guess it would bring awareness in it, but it's like...
To make, so...
I feel like more kind of needs to be done, but I feel like this would help.
It's not
a negative thing in it, like...
But it's not like...
But I can see how it could have a negative effect.
Although that was the case, it's not like it was a new thing that is.
And it's like, what is this going to be? How what the Black Lives Matter movement started? Because it's not obviously going to be like a true thing. It's going to be, just.
Yeah. It's a story written. Yeah. It's a film based on a book.
So,
respect, but.
But
October 19th, it's already out.
There needs to be more less films, but there do need to be less films about like just shit happening to black people like that though.
Yeah, there need to be more like
less slave films.
Not
even just less slave films, just more other
uplifting films.
More other films.
That like there's other things that black people have done that we can make films about.
There needs to like family films.
Yeah.
I know there are there already.
Yeah.
I'll talk about like on the larger scale with these other films as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll eventually get to that place, but you know.
Right now. We've got Death at a Funeral. That's a good one.
You know what I mean? We got Daredevil, and then you're seeing the drop off with Luke Cage. I mean, I ain't seen season 2, but that season 1, my god. My god. Yo, I don't know how many times they've done that low, low angle. That cameraman must have been take a knee.
I have not seen Luke Cage. They
rinse out that low angle to make him look huge, like, whoa. Big black guy. And the fight was trash. And it was trash. But he was good in Defenders, so. And then they cancelled that. They cancelled the cage, so.
They cancelled it.
Thought it was Black Lightning.
No, they cancelled Blue Cage and Iron Fist. Iron Fist was trash, but it's peak. Because season 2 was pretty good, not gonna lie. It was starting to get. Starting to heal.
Yeah, Netflix trying to make up some space.
Yeah, but Daredevil is sick, I cannot lie. Daredevil is top. Daredevil just could join, but this season Daredevil. It's alright. But Daredevil. Well, you know. And Netflix, but you know, Disney coming out with their streaming service next year. So I feel like these seasons, like these series, will pop back up there.
It's just going to go to Disney streaming service, you know, come off Netflix.
That new Star Wars show, The Mandalorian's coming out on there. Disney streaming service, so you know.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I'm definitely jumping on that. It's gonna be a lot going on. Star Wars jumping back in the line. You know? what's it called? Clone Wars. Is it Clone Wars? Clone Wars. Animated.
Yeah.
Clone Wars back. So.
But yeah, man. I'm out of topics, guys. Unless you guys got anything else.
Hold that thought.
So, Corey, how's like, you know, poetry and everything like that? Got anything new coming? Any ideas?
I've written this poem for Black History Month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could say it.
Come on.
Let me find this poem. I'd probably be here. Because I'm performing on Sunday in Tottenham for this Black History Month celebration. So I'm going to perform 3 poems. But she said she wanted one on like Black History Month. I was like, I could totally do that. But then I sat there and I was like, shit, I ain't got anything on Black History. Not anything recent. So I had to write something.
Wait, have you got your iMessage like attached to your laptop?
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Everything's connected, man.
The Apple effect.
You know, cheese. Got the iPad, iPhone. I'm Mac.
He's trapped.
Anyway, the poem's called My History is Made Wherever I Am. I am a black man.
Oh,
Can I do my poem now?
Sorry, technical difficulty.
Right. Title of this poem is called My History is Made Wherever I Am. I am a black man living in 2018 telling his story that's made every day, of which we celebrate for a month, but originally it was only the second week of February. I was created in 1991. I am my mother and father's eldest son, which is an anchoring point in his story, but not the only shackle in my history, you see. Slavery was only officially abolished after an amendment made to the US Constitution in 1865. And although I wasn't even alive, I'm still affected by that windrush. A generation taken from the Caribbean and shipped to work in Britain, which was for the good of the Commonwealth, they say. But when there's destroyed documents, no one knows what to say. I'm unsure if my ancestors wanted to be ripped from their wealth to work for someone else's. But between 1948 and 1971, the UK needed help with their post-war labour shortage. Now, 39 years fast forward, landing cars destroyed by the Home Office, if I Theresa May, even if she tried to Brexit from the conversation, she still wouldn't know what to say. But if we spring across the water around the same time as Windrush, there was the civil rights movement. Philosopher Martin Luther King Jr. had started, Philosopher Martin Luther King Jr. was ahead of his time. He had a dream in 1963 that one day his children will live in a nation where they would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Imagine, that was only 55 years ago. But why does it seem like the governed law still won't let that go? 5 years ago, 5 years after a black man had an influential dream, they assassinated him. But thank God, 4 years prior, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. But the movement was much more than one person. Breaking baseball color lines, Jackie Robinson, or the first woman to be appointed to the US Commission of the Civil Rights, Frankie Muse Freeman. I am a British-born Afro-Caribbean. Growing up being told I have to work 10 times harder than any other white person in my position. But that's not white guilt. I'm just saying, even if the board was flipped around, checkmating a white man with black pieces, that would just be the definition of how hard I would have to work to be considered being in that position. But this is a month of celebration of what my black history forefathers and mothers wrote, which paved the way so I could say I'm black and proud and grateful of what my black heroes fought for so I could be here today. There you go. Yeah, I'm gonna read it off my phone now because I literally. No, my phone. But yeah, man, I'm done.
Seems like William should have been here for the last one. But...
Fair enough, man. Yes. So you said you wrote two more. What are you gonna do with those? Because I noticed that you've been going to a lot of open mics recently.
I didn't write any, like, two more, but I've written a couple more poems. But it's just, I'm working on, like a mixtape mainly. So I've been writing, making more beats and writing to that.
Nice. When are you looking to get it done by?
Hopefully by the end of the year, have like a whole 10 tracks.
Okay, cool, nice. Are you just gonna put it on Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify, wherever I can stream it.
Of course.
But there's one song which I need to only release for promotional reasons.
And when are we gonna get that?
When are we gonna hear a sneak peek?
That song is a summer tune, I can't even release it yet. Like, the song's gone already, so I can't even release it right now.
Man.
Marketing rights, that. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I mean, there's summer in other places.
Yeah, I suppose. That's a good point.
It's Christmas soon, man.
Yeah, of course. In 9 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
8 weeks.
Mm.
But, yeah, I've been going to a few open mics. I'm going to one on Monday. A fucking poetical word.
Where is it?
Hounslow.
Hounslow. Beat every squid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be too late anyway, but by the time this comes out.
Yeah. It'll be too late, but if you want to go to poetical words, you can go next month, which would be in November. It's every month, so you can go. It's the last Monday of every month.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
At Hounslow Community Centre, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
So, boom, you're sorted. If you don't get there this month, you go next month, the month after, you know.
What movies are coming out in this year? Have you seen Venom yet?
I haven't seen Venom.
Well, on to the next one.
Aquaman's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Can't lie. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks alright.
When they put out that little 5 minute.
Oh, I didn't see the 5 minute.
It's like a 5 minute trailer.
Okay.
It's mad. But I can't lie. That's a good strategic move for the idea that was. It was pretty
maybe
good.
After the Justice.
Nah, because they needed that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
DC was huge faith.
Exactly, after the Justice.
Yeah. Nah, not even after the Justice. Like, yeah, because it was that. But yeah, everything was breaking down.
Batman versus Superman as well.
Everything was breaking down because they didn't know if Ben Affleck was still going to be Batman. Like, they're saying, the guy's not Superman anymore. The
shame on mustache.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, that whole bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's like. But you know, that 5 minute thing was decent, I can't lie.
Fair enough.
So, you know.
Any other one?
Always out there performing.
I think Lion King's coming soon.
Yeah, I think I've heard something like that.
I've got another short film from Justin Charles coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's really good, it's called.
Scripts. Oh, yeah, I saw that on
Instagram. Scripts for
me. Nice. Corey, I don't know if it's classified or not, so I'm gonna sign that just to you.
Yeah.
Your the thing you're working on. Play.
Oh yeah.
Way down the rat side. Have I spoke too much?
I don't know if I can talk about it yet.
Oh, okay, well, let's move on.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know if I can talk about that. I'll tell Anubis off.
Do you think Corey would play well as a...
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. Okay. The animated Spider-Man film's coming out.
Oh, yeah. What, did you?
Yeah.
With the black guy.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Miles per hour.
And I think Creed 2. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
The Grinch. The new Fantastic Beasts. I can't lie, that film's decent, you know. I haven't seen the first one. The new Harry Potter, practically.
That came out years ago.
Yeah, but the second one's coming out this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, because I watched the last one, maybe like 2 weeks ago. Surprisingly decent.
See,
I don't know about that little twist at the end, but you know.
Funnily enough, right, the film that we were just talking about and we watched a trailer for, in the week, my mom texted me and she was like, I don't usually go to the cinema to go see films, but like, I went to see this film, and she went to see The Hate U Give. It's all connected, man. Full circle.
Nice. What did she think?
Oh, she said it was a brilliant film. She said I need to watch it. My mom has good recommendations. So.
So you better watch it.
Nice. I will do.
And then give a recommendation.
So, wait, what about next year?
Oh yeah, there's some big ones coming out from Avengers and Game of Thrones. Plugs, guys, check out Captain Marvel, My Opinion Means Music.
Oh yeah, you got a nice list. Yeah, that was that's a good intake.
Check out the playlist that we drop every week.
I haven't dropped my songs on, but you know, one of my songs is gonna be Maroon 5 Secret.
Damn.
Yeah, there's a guest playlist as well. I haven't really promoted it much, but I will soon.
I've said I'll do it.
There's a fucking guest playlist that you can check out. All the guests that have been on the show, they've got their own 10-song playlist that you can check out.
Style.
Yeah, you know.
Eclectic music, you know.
Everyone's different. Like, someone's got NSYNC on their playlist, but a couple people got NSYNC on their playlist.
That reminds me.
So I said it gave me throwbacks when I was looking into those tracks. I was like, "Jeez."
NSYNC got bangers though.
NSYNC do have bangers, but yeah, there's a weekly playlist, weekly Spotify playlist that you should follow, which is a hashtag, Momno, MOMNO, music. Momno music. Yeah, man. Follow us on Spotify. Follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all other platforms that you listen to and all that good stuff.
Audio Boom.
Audio Boom, yeah. Shouts to Audio Boom for hosting the podcast.
The bass.
Jeez. Shit, maybe I should like do some like YouTube videos how to make a podcast. Jeez.
First of all.
Jeez. I don't know.
Good,
shit. I don't know, man. I've got nothing else. Just.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Random rambles, rather. I can't even get words out right now, guys.
Look out for the films that are coming out in which are Captain Marvel. Obviously, we got the new untitled Avengers film. You don't know the name. You know, it is what it is. New Mutants. Godzilla. He's fighting. He's fighting like Mothra.
The dragon.
Yeah. King Ghidorah and then the. Rodan. We've got the new Star Wars film. Let's hope J.J. Abrams can bring it home. After that mess that, you know, Ryan Johnson left. Trash, man. Fucking trash. How to Train Your Dragon. You know, that's a very underrated series.
It is.
I haven't seen the second one or the third one.
It's a good book.
I was talking about the films. I didn't even know there was a book.
It started from the books,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it makes sense. But, the first one was good. I liked it. And then they even had like a little series.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
They done well for themselves.
I read the book when I was younger, and then I was like, jeez, the film.
You read a lot of books?
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Books are the ones. I listen to audio books, so I get for them.
Yeah.
On my journeys.
I listen to them on YouTube, I kind of. I don't care for them.
I'm listening to. What am I listening to? One book called Gender Games. By, I think, Bella Forrest, I think her name is. Dope writer.
Dark Phoenix is coming up. Shazam. The Lego Movie 2. The Lion King, the new Hellboy reboot, the new Wonder Woman film, the Glass film, which is a sequel to, it's technically the sequel to Unbreakable, which is the, which Split is the prequel to Unbreakable, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The one with Samuel Jackson and Will, well, not Will, Bruce Willis, the superhero film. M. Night Shyamalan. The Pokemon Detective film is coming out.
Oh,
interesting. The new Joker film with, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix. The new Terminator film. The new Fast and Furious spin-off. The new Men in Black. Spin-off, technically. The new Charlie's Angels. The new Sonic the Hedgehog. The Irishman with Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese. You know, the money on filming the island. And that's about it. There's many more, but you know, those are the most interesting ones that I see on my phone.
And right, Cannabis is Illegal coming out in December. Let's not forget about that. Jeez. It's been a long way of time. You know, so
that's what I was about to hear. That's what I like to hear, man.
Cannabis be ready. Is legal. Be green.
So you can play Fortnite and watch Cannabis is Illegal for Christmas.
Cannabis is Illegal for Christmas, you're damn right, Corey. You're damn right. AC Free Studios.
So yeah, guys. Everyone just went quiet.
Yo, what's up?
I know, I completely forgot we were recording.
Right,
yeah.
So you're on half term?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to call this.
How are you going
like three years ago? Can I, yeah. I'm going to call this the end of the show, guys.
Yeah, so, definitely. We'll be right back.
So thanks for listening, guys, at home. I'm not sure how long this episode is, you know.
How long did we actually do today?
Like
I feel like this one was slow, I can't lie.
It feels hella so slow. I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be an interesting listen back. But yeah.
How long are we clocking in?
It's coming up to an hour now on this half, on the second half, but there's also like first half, so so it's like an hour and something at least. But yeah, thanks for listening for this hour and something podcast. If you've enjoyed it, great. If not, then screw you. My opinion means nothing, sorry. I'm out.
Cannabis is Illegal coming out in December. Whoa.